The Swedish Navy's first submarine, Hajen, which means the shark, was designed by the engineer Carl Rickson. It was launched in 1904 and was extremely modern for its time. Its spool-shaped hull could withstand water pressure at depths of 30 meters. Hajen was propelled by an electric motor. This motor was powered by batteries, lots of batteries that almost filled the submarine. When the batteries needed recharging, the vessel had to surface. She had one torpedo tube in the bow and two extra torpedoes stored inside. When Hajen was launched, test dives were carried out in the large dock at the Stockholm Naval Yard, where the Vasa Museum is today. To be on the safe side, the diving trials were carried out in the dry dock. If the submarine failed to surface after the first dive, Hajen could be recovered by simply emptying the dock. Rumor has it that the crew refused to make the first dive. They finally agreed, but only after having been bribed with rum. Hajen was fully operational in 1905 and put into service with the Navy. When Hajen was out on trials, she was often accompanied by the repair ship Ron, which positioned herself immediately astern of the submarine. This was extremely useful because it meant that they always knew where the submarine was. In 1919, the story came to an end. The submarine was declared obsolete and was laid up in Karlskrona for a number of years. Today, however, she's displayed in the Maritime Museum in Karlskrona and serves as a fascinating and attractive museum piece.